This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Visiting Beijing, President Trump accusing China of taking advantage of the U.S. when it comes to trade, but the president says you can't blame China for that.
The United States really has to change its policies because they've gotten so far behind on trade with China and, frankly, with many other countries. And I have great respect for you for that, because you're representing China.
As the BBC's Celia Hatton tells us, Mr. Trump's China visit has been good for American business. $250 billion in contracts signed.
The list includes $37 billion in sales for Boeing and an agreement for Ford Motors to set up a $756 million electric car joint venture with China's Anhui Zotia Automobile.
Mr. Trump continues trying to get Beijing to rein in its ally and friend, North Korea. Remembering the victims of the Texas church massacre.
But I've heard tender whisper.
A memorial service last evening at a high school stadium near Sutherland Springs. Vice President Pence was there.
3 days ago, evil descended on a small town and a small church not far from here. We gather tonight in the wake of an unspeakable act.
The Vice President's message to mourners, we are with you, the American people are with you. Billions in tax cuts for individuals and businesses included in the tax bill set to be unveiled today by Senate Republicans. A neighbor of Senator Rand Paul, accused of attacking Paul while he was mowing his lawn, is due in court today. Rene Boucher charged with misdemeanor assault. Wall Street, Dow futures down 26 points, NASDAQ futures off 11. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
It's going to cost Mexico an estimated $2.5 billion to recover from recent natural disasters. Looks like it'll take the country a while to get back on its feet.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says that the September the 7th and September the 19th earthquakes killed 465 people. They damaged 184,000 homes, 14,000 businesses, and 16,000 schools. Mere seconds of Mother Nature's havoc take years to repair. More than 90% of the funds to do so will come from the government. The economic consequences are already adversely affecting gross domestic product, better known as GDP. James Blears, Mexico.
Pope Francis helping to defuse rising nuclear tension on the Korean Peninsula and holding a Vatican conference will bring together 11 Nobel Peace Prize winners, among others. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Trump administration takes the wraps off new restrictions on travel to Cuba.
Under the new policy, dozens of Cuban hotels, shops, tour companies, and other businesses are now off limits to U.S. citizens. The administration issued a lengthy American blacklist of entities that have links to Cuba's military, intelligence, or security services. Once again, most Americans will be required to travel to Cuba as part of regulated, organized tour groups rather than journeying on their own. The policy is meant to further isolate the island's communist government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Toy Hall of Fame, Rochester, New York, set to unveil its class of 2017 today. The finalists include the board games Risk and Clue, the Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox Cars, and My Little Pony. To make the Hall of Fame, toys must be judged to have inspired creative play across generations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I do want to clear up something in our previous interview with Justin Skizik and Patrick Gray. The movie is going to be released this week. It's November the 2nd. I think somehow I misspoke and said July. What happened? Rolling back the clock, the hands of time here on you. But November the 2nd, and you can go to I'llPushYou.com in order to get your tickets. And it, I'll tell you, what a special documentary, all based on the book and their real-life experiences of two best friends. And, well, what a touching story. I can't wait to see it myself. So I'llPushYou.com, that's where you want to go for all the information that you need to know. Stuart Tompa is with us. He's former consultant to the chief medical officer of the World Health Organization on the link between poor nutrition and criminal behavior. With over 20 years experience in the field of nutritional medicine, Stuart is a certified natural health professional, one of North America's leading authorities on dietary supplements. He is a respected former consultant to the World Health Organization and Integrative Physicians Worldwide. Stuart Tompa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. I'm spectacular. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, please call me Bill Stewart, if you would, please, all right? Because, hey, look, I appreciate all your hard work and your involvement and everything, but before we get into the main topic, let's look at healthcare today. I mean, here it is. It's unraveling. I think it's a fait accompli. You know, of course, the Democrats are blaming the Republicans. I just think it's all, you know, mishandled from day one anyway, because looking to the government to be the savior of our health care problems takes the responsibility away from us, and it becomes a very costly proposition, as experience would reveal to us time and again.
I couldn't agree more. This is about personal responsibility. Through circumstance rather than virtue, the umbilical cord is being cut. Home remedies, taking care of yourself, keeping yourself healthy will become a primary responsibility for Americans. I'm glad it's finally happening.
Well, and to your point, this is one thing I'm seeing as well, Stuart. Yes, there are some people who are entitlement-minded. They've been conditioned by the government to be their daddy, and these are the ones that are going to find themselves in all kind of problems, especially when you get to end-of-life scenarios. And we've seen this on display time and again, whether it's from Canada or overseas and in England, as we saw recently. You know, just what you want to do is rely on the government for any kind of end of life or the process thereof to solve your problem.
And at the same time, we are being told by the government that we can or cannot have access to certain natural compounds. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where we're going to have to compromise and say, great, if we're on our own, then stop telling us what we can and cannot take.
Exactly.
That's a compromise.
Well, Well, and this is the thing. Again, this is a government up for by we the people. If we don't stand up and hold our position, then we're going to be controlled. And, you know, for those of us who are independent and responsible, it is difficult because we have to drag with us all these people who are entitlement minded and that would much rather turn their lives over to and fates to the government.
And I think that the biggest topic in my area of expertise that brings this to the forefront is this very confusing communication around states' rights and these cannabinoids.
Yes.
People are going to have to grow their own hemp in their backyard just to stay alive, Mr. Sessions. So with more people dying from heroin than handguns, you have a job to do, and do not interfere with non-psychoactive hemp, which appears to be healing people for dirt cheap in wholesale quantity. You're either for states' rights or you're not.
Exactly.
And I don't know what his problem is, but he's got a problem on this issue. Confirmational bias, blind spot, we all have it, but he's got it real bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you've bought into the system and you know no different, then what's your conclusion? It's going to be more of the same, right?
Yeah, and it's based on antique hysteria. I mean, when you look for 10,000 years, people have been healing themselves with the cannabis plant. And just because some people prefer whiskey to something totally safe, that's their problem. This is a massive disruption. Everything that we thought we knew is wrong anyway. Just turn on the television, right? So the fact that this is the devil's weed, cannabis, and especially what we're selling, decaffeinated CBD that helps epileptic children where nothing else will, this is a chance for us to look at the evidence and to throw our old ideas away. And as you know, Bill, that's hard for people to do, especially politicians.
Well, we've been conditioned for decades here, you know, Stuart. I know when I was growing up, it was all Reefer Madness, right? And it was amazing the impact that that movie has had on this culture. And it took the Vietnam War and people going over to Vietnam and being exposed again to cannabinoids and saying it's not the demon weed that we've been told that it was. And so they came back from Vietnam and with this new doctrine, this enlightened doctrine, and then we start looking back into the history of cannabinoids and realize that at the turn of the century it was a part of America.
In 1906, you'd go into a pharmacy, Eli Lilly, Sharp Davis, Park Dome, all the pharmaceutical companies, 8% of all drugs contain cannabinoids. Eli Lilly had a strain called Americana. You can't get more American than that.
Right?
Ditch weed, which was grown during the Second World War. Look up the documentary called Hemp for Victory. The stuff that we're selling is what we use to make rope. My grandpa was in the Navy. He used to say, son, only a dope smokes rope. That stuff doesn't get you high. So you're right. Reefer madness and propaganda did mess us up, but I want to make sure everyone listening is clear. My company, me personally, we're not advocating cannabis for anybody under the age of 30, and the stuff that we're selling doesn't get you high at all. So it's appropriate use. When you said end-of-life care when we started the show, we're going to look at this heroin epidemic, for example, and realize that that medication may only be appropriate for surgery or end of life. We have to find out the right place and the right time. We don't want kids smoking joints, but we do know people that are so stressed out and the anxiolytic Valium is killing them. We know people that are so depressed and the SSRI drugs like Prozac aren't helping. We know people in pain that are hooked on fentanyl and are dying. We need natural, safe alternatives. We've got it here in America. And it's hemp, and it's always been here.
Well, Stuart, I got to tell you, I've had a big problem with this opioid epidemic, which is being put at the threshold of the American taxpayer. And my big question is, where are the pharmaceuticals, the ones who have perpetrated the use of opioid and have promoted this opioid addiction? Where's their money? Are we going to have to wait 10 years down the road until there's some big lawsuit and everybody that lost their life ends up with cents on the dollar as some sort of remedy for what they've thrust upon the American people?
Well, they got that guy yesterday, at least, or the day before.
Yeah. Well, but still, I mean, you know, it's, you know, meanwhile, it is coming out of our treasury, out of our pocket, to offset, you know, what they have perpetrated on us. That I have a big problem with. Stuart Tompkins with us, former consultant to the chief medical officer of the World Health Organization. We got more from Stuart on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for your convenience.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, millions of Americans are now anxiously awaiting Washington's plan for mending our broken healthcare system and making it more effective and affordable. But Stuart Tom of CB Sciences ask whether Washington politicians are really the right folks to be working on such an important issue. Stuart, as we were talking about earlier, you know, this is really an issue of self-responsibility. And, you know, the way the activists have tried to position, the progressives have tried to position this, is they've turned healthcare into a right. That is their championing call, because then if it becomes a right, then, you know, we have to pay for it, I guess, and people can still continue to be irresponsible, and we'll just have to pay for them.
Well, thank you for bringing up that central point. Until we agree that it's a right or a privilege, we're going to be locked in the fog of war over this issue. Mm-hmm. And as that is playing out, and we believe here at CB Sciences that's going to take years, personal responsibility, learning the natural products that we can take, and then the regular easy things that we can do. We can all stay hydrated. We can all forgive. We can all turn our televisions off and go to sleep earlier. We can all exercise a little bit more, eat more fish, and eat fewer fried foods. These are easy things that all of us could do, and we don't.
How about breathing?
I mean, that's so basic, and people hold their breath all day long.
Right. And it's no wonder, with all the stress and everything that's taken place and the fussing and fighting and tribalism that has taken place in our country, this is the prescription that we need. We need to calm down and breathe and really, have some inner peace here so that we can make responsible decisions that are healthful decisions, Stuart.
You're right, because when you're stressed out, all of the blood goes from your brain and your heart to your hands and your feet so that you can run, and you hypermobilize glucose. All of these things throw you out of balance, and that's why I don't think there's any mystery that after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, cannabinoids from hemp, from ditchweed, have finally made their way back onto health food store shelves, because their number one use, when you hear about these CBD hemp extracts, their number one use is stress and anxiety and sleep. And to your point, if we're sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night at best, stressed out of our gourds, no wonder we are all making poor decisions. So perhaps forgiveness, sleep, and a little bit of CBD and some hydration would be a good prescription for America.
Yeah, especially on airplanes, Stuart. I've been there and, on airplanes, and you're in this confined area. People start talking politics, and I'm going, whoa, hey, forget the peanuts. Let's hand out a little cannabinoid here. It will calm people down. And,
no, you're 100% right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, if you have a great mental agility, if you're listening and you say, I don't need that stuff, I deal with stress well, great. Your endocannabinoid system is probably operating well. But people we've all known that can't let it go, that can't turn it off, and can't say I'm sorry, might have dysregulation in their master control system. They might not be capable, physiologically, chemically incapable, of admitting that they're wrong. Can you imagine this? So you might need a little bit of help relaxing, sleeping, so you can see things more objectively. And that's what we believe these new hemp extracts may offer. Notice how I say may, Bill?
Right.
Because people that do what I do shouldn't guarantee anything either.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's with anything, any kind of supplement.
Right.
And that's always been my test, and I've been taking supplements, I think, even back in the days when I was in high school. I felt a difference. Like, for example, with a B complex.
Yes, that makes a huge difference.
It made a huge difference for me. And, talk about being stressed. I mean, I came from a big family. I used to work late at night. I played sports, and so I was a bit sleep deprived. And my body screamed and responded to a B complex. And that has served me well even to this day, a number of decades down the road. So by going through the process and studying, you see what works. And as my 93-year-old mother, said to me very wisely, she goes, I only put into my body that which makes me feel good. If it doesn't make me feel good, that's the last time it's in my body.
I love hearing that, because that's the evolution of this conversation in nutrition. Ready? Mm-hmm. I don't need a B vitamin because I've got really good vitamin B handling genetically. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Some people need these cannabinoids, the CBD, for stress and anxiety. Some people don't. Some people need more vitamin D, like David, because mm-hmm. they don't get enough sunshine, and other people don't. So the idea that there's a right answer or a wrong answer, that's wrong. There are answers. And I, as we said at the top of the show, because we can't afford $25,000 a year health care for every single American, the good old-fashioned home remedies are making a comeback. You know, those home remedies worked because they worked. You remember
exactly.
over the years you had Dr. Ingram on your show with the oil of oregano?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I used to work for him for 10 years. Have you ever used that stuff, the oil of oregano?
Oh, yeah. I've used
it works,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a home remedy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and here it is because of the reality that it works. And this is the thing that cancels out all the lies and the deception is the bottom line, right?
Yes. And that's what I love about my profession, right? In the healing arts, mm-hmm. you either help or you don't. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, since we're all so suspect of everything, something brand new, like these hemp extracts, I think can be confusing to people. So if you're not yet aware of the CBD movement, don't ask me, don't ask Bill, don't even go to a health food store. Go to PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. That's the NIH's searchable database. Type in CBD, cannabidiol, or hemp extracts and start reading about how these home remedies can help with anxiety, stress, pain, and depression at the perfect time while America's in need.
Again, that website, Stuart, PubMed.
PubMed.gov. PubMed.gov for publishedmedicine.gov.
So what happened, Stuart? I mean, you know, hemp was such a part of our lives. In fact, I think I was reading at one point that even the U.S. Constitution was written originally on hemp paper.
Yes, it was part of the fabric of America, and I think that it's a very simple, easy-to-understand transition of more modern, patentable medicine. There's no conspiracy. It's industry. There was a much better way to make money. Eli Lilly was growing hemp, and then later they ended up putting out a synthetic cannabinoid called Sesamet, which was approved for chemotherapy, nausea, and vomiting. So they were certainly on the natural track before it became more profitable to have the intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault these people. It was business.
Right. And so here we are for all these years working against. We have an answer, and we lock it away. But, you know, again, this is, as I tell people repeatedly, is the truth ultimately wins out. And this is what we're committed to on this radio show, is we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And so cannabinoids, you know, the lies cannot hold it down enough because, you know, when it's out there, people are realizing this makes a difference. And to the point where now our government cannot hold it back anymore. It's an approvable product now, no longer restricted, right?
Well, it's getting very close. If you look up the New England Journal of Medicine, in May 25th of this year, they published the first major paper on CBD from cannabis, reducing seizures 50% on top of standard of care. If you look up cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants, the U.S. government holds the patent. So to tell me that there's no medical benefit when you can read it yourself online, the government's patent on cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants, to your point, you cannot hold the truth down. This stuff's been around for 10,000 years, and it's back to help you sleep better at night.
How can the government hold a patent on something that's natural?
Well, they knew that it was so powerful you needed to lease it from them if you wanted to pursue drugs on those indications.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So much for We the People, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens. This is how you allow them by being acquiescent. Hey, the government will be happy to keep you blind, boxed, and begging if you allow them to. Stuart Tompkins, I'm Bill Martinez live. Stuart, where can they go for more information?
You can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Follow us on Facebook, but do the science homework on pubmed.gov.
Well, Stuart, we look forward to having you back. Stuart Tomp from CB Sciences. I'm Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is there. Unless you're looking for something, to help you out with a stressful holiday travel season that's coming up. You know, who could have thought that going to grandma's house could be stressful? But let's face it, you know, finding joy during the stressful holiday travel, it can be a little bit of a challenge. But fortunately for us, we have the happiness expert himself, the one, the only, John Acor, is with us to share some ways to find happiness during the hectic holiday travel. Sean, before I bring you on, I do want to let everybody know that you are the real Sean Acor, the New York Times best-selling author of Happiness Advantage. And I want to say welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I thought maybe you'd say you're happy. You know, I'm happy talking to you. I mean, there's just something about your voice. It's, it kind of makes you smile a little bit. So we appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks. I'm smiling here, too. So.
Well, good. Hey, in reading about your book, The Happiness Advantage, who would have thought that there's science behind happiness, huh?
Yeah, it's so interesting. We know we can study from a scientific perspective things like depression, right, mm-hmm. or obesity, but we didn't realize that we could actually do the exact same thing with things like optimism and happiness and joy and hope. And once we realized that we could start to quantify some of these changes, we could see what actually really had an impact upon people's long-term levels of happiness, whether it's a school child or a parent or somebody that's, somebody who might have been practicing pessimism their whole life. Could we help them to become an optimist at any age? And it's been incredible and incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I bet, especially for those who are on the receiving end that know the difference of being a bit depressed to being very happy.
Absolutely. Well, I started out depressed, to be honest.
Really? We've only been talking for so long, Sean. I didn't think I had time to get you depressed.
It just happened. Thanks, Bill. Yeah. It actually happened back, I was at Harvard. I got into a really great school. I thought everything would be great. And then I went through 2 years of depression. And actually part of what I got interested in is this the end of the story? Do I just have genes that predispose me towards pessimism? Or are there things I could be doing in my life that could actually help me to find and create happiness again? And now that's why the work I'm trying to do with people is to show them that we don't have to just be our genes and our environment. By making changes to the way that we interact with the world and our habits, we can actually become happier and actually sustain it. And that has huge implications for our health, but also for our families as well.
Yeah, especially when you think about the travel season too, Sean. You know, you're there and it can be a bit stressful. I mean, you're trying to get to your grandma's house. You've got, you know, busy airports. You know, traffic is not necessarily cooperating. Even the family dinner doesn't necessarily turn out the way you expected. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting time during the holiday season. You know, I mentioned college. A lot of kids coming back home from school and the parents are going, what alien has taken over the mind of my son after I spent all this money at this very expensive college, you know? So that could be a bit stressful.
Yes. You know, I think there's some really important things about it. Obviously, the holidays should be a joyful, meaningful period, right? Like, that's why we enjoy them. That's why we celebrate them. And I think stress does get in the way. We just did a large survey with Bank of America and found that over 60% of Americans experience a large stressor in the midst of their travel season. And I think the question is, what is our brain focused on? Is it focused on the crowds, on the, you know, the busy lines? Is it focused on the travel delays? Or is it focused on, I can't wait to spend time with somebody that I care about or get to know who this new alien is that's come home from college, right? And so, you know, something I think is really important is, I travel a lot. I give about 100 talks a year, so I'm on the road a lot, and I have a 3-year-old son at home that I always want to get back to very quickly. So I've really tried to understand how to make travel a more positive experience. And, you know, we've been researching some of those things as well, but there's also, like, small little changes that I've made to my own life to make me look forward to some of that travel. So, for example, like, I've been watching this show called Westworld, and I really want to watch the finale of it, and I've got it on my computer, but I won't watch it until I'm delayed on a flight. I don't want to delay, right? But now, when that delay happens, my brain is immediately counterbalanced by the fact that now I get to watch the finale, and I'm actually really excited about it. So it's about finding a way to get your brain refocused on some of the meaning or the positives. Like, one of the other things I did is I did a lot of research trying to figure out, the best, like, hotels to stay at, or best, you know, travel rewards credit cards. I actually use one from Bank of America that gives 1.5 points back per dollar that I spend. But the reason why that's so important is that I'm on a business trip. I'm away from my son, but I'm actually now thinking about the vacation I'm going to take my son on. And so suddenly now something that was taking away social connection is bringing me back to my son.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty. Get me out of this place. I hear what you're saying. I know this might sound a little odd for some people. You know, for me, you know, a joyful time is New York. You know, you talk about a lot of people and, you know, the stress of getting around the city during the holiday. But to me, I just find New York, you know, real special. It's one of those magical cities that you go to during the holiday. I don't know. That works for me.
I love that. I'm in New York today. I live in Dallas. I'm in New York, and right, I could focus upon the fact that I just heard a siren go past, right, or the fact that I hear construction beeping, or I could focus on the fact that there's so much life here and energy, and I had this amazing meal last night, and I got to see friends I hadn't seen in a while, and it's all about what our brain focuses upon. I think that there's constantly threats and negatives, hassles, complaints that our brains can focus on, and we all know people that are like that, that they can walk, they can go anywhere in the world, any city, and they can find something to complain about. But then there's also people that no matter what's going on, even when things are not great, when things go badly, they're actually looking for the fact that, well, at least I have my friends to help me through this difficult period, right? So that even in the midst of that, their brain is coming back to these things that make us more adaptive. So I love that. I love what you're saying about New York. And I want to have more of that mentality that you're talking about in the midst of all of my life, right? Like, why do we assume that busyness and stress is the opposite of happiness when the reason we feel stressed in the first place is there's meaning involved with those relationships and that work that we're doing. We care about it.
Exactly. Well, you know, and as you use some of these trigger points when you're feeling down or stressful, you've got something to look forward to, you know, get you away from that, you know, as Zig Ziglar would call it, that stinking thinking, because we go down that road of negativity. Boy, we can end up messing up the journey along the way. We're not a happy camper, and we're certainly not projecting much happiness to other people. So, you know, and that's the one thing about happiness is that it is contagious. I mean, people love happy people, and they love to be around happy people.
We love to be around them, but also what we've been finding in my research is that it's exactly what you're saying, it's contagious. We found that you can pick up on optimism. Actually, you can pick up on negativity as well. You can pick up on negativity like secondhand smoke, right?
You don't have
to be the one smoking, but if you're surrounded by people who are negative, you can pick up on some of that negativity as well. So part of what we're trying to do is we want to surround ourselves with positive people, but also, here's what I find fascinating. I think you'd like this, especially knowing about Zig Ziglar's work, is that I do think happiness is a choice based upon this research, but I don't think it's a personal choice. I think it's an interconnected choice. When we choose to be grateful, when we choose to be optimistic in the midst of all the things that are going on in the world, we give other people license to be optimistic as well. We actually direct their brains back towards positive. So we have that positive contagion to other people. So, and when they become more positive, it's so much easier for us to be happier. So, you know, in a holiday season, we're going to have these dinners with our families. Like, are we focused upon here are these stress points where we have disagreements? Or am I actually going to focus people's brains on the positive so that it makes it easier to have conversations with them and to go deeper with them?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think it's good practice is that transitional phrase that gets you out of the stressful moments. And Sean, no sooner do you say, hey, I'm going to be positive, get ready, you're going to have some challenge come right in, you know, right into the situation, aren't you?
That's right. And I think we just have to be prepared for it. We have to be rational optimists. It's not
exactly.
We're sugarcoating reality, right? We're realistic that there's challenges, but we're also believe our behavior matters if linked to the right people.
Well, Sean, this has been a happy moment for us and for our audience. We appreciate you dropping in and sharing your great advice here. Where can listeners go for more information?
We've been compiling the research at bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. And that'll give you all that research that we just talked about here today.
Oh, very cool. Well, thank you so much. Sean Acor, nationwide known positive psychology academic from Harvard, happiness researcher and speaker right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit Applebee's.com/veterans.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And Eric Schiffer joins us now. Good to have him back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect. We welcome him back, a FoxNews.com contributor, CEO of the Patriot Group, and serves as chairman of Reputation Management Consultants. He's also the CEO of DigitalMarketing.com and has given tutorials to the State Department on how to combat ISIS's growth online. Eric, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm doing very well, Bill. It's good to be back with you. It has been a while.
Yeah, Eric, you know, ISIS has been a study in marketing and in digital marketing and watching what they have done. We can learn a lot from what they've been able to accomplish in what some would consider a very short period of time because of the information age in which we live in. They seem to have really embraced the technology and have been very effective in getting their message out there.
They've been superb at embracing the technology and finding ways to both identify aggrieved souls, souls who are lost that could be turned over to support their cause, and also ensuring that they wow them so they get how millennials are persuaded, they understand the ways in which great marketing is done, whether it's the form of high-end marketing for a video game or how Xbox may market themselves. They get the language, and they're done in a compelling way. And they're also building a sense of community at the same time. So there's not just this ability to dazzle and to have people feel that if they join, they're being part of something bigger than themselves. But it's also connecting the dots with community and friends so that someone who may feel alone, who may not want to even live, who may not have much self-esteem, suddenly has this whole new life. And
exactly.
That's the model that they're following.
Well, and that's what I was going to suggest here, Eric, and you as, the tech expert and marketing expert, and for me, I've been in marketing most of my life as well. It's not so much that they've created as much as they have identified a group of people who are looking for some leadership and direction. Am I reading that correctly?
It's both. I think they're really good at understanding where people are at psychologically and being in the right spot. So whether it's trolling Facebook or trolling Twitter or forums, and they get the markers for what are really good hosts for them to attach themselves to. And then they know how to persuade, and they know how to persuade in modern ways, ways that I think, frankly, are better than most ad agencies do for their clients.
And exactly.
And it's compelling. It's emotionally charged, and it's tied to their model of the world in a way that appears cool, appears uniquely different, rebellious, and raises testosterone and a sense of wanting to be part of this this mission, just like they would join in missions with their friends perhaps prior to dealing in personal challenges or getting depressed or losing friends or just being and feeling detached from society.
Eric, you say their version, their model of the world, which for me is one of those bookmarks that sticks out to say that, you know, if you're going to identify people who can be part of this charge, you're gonna look more for people who do have a similar model of the world. And I would think that people, you know, let's just talk about people here in the United States who have immigrated here and have come from that country that has, I say that country, the Middle East, that has a model of the world that goes more hand in glove with an ISIS movement. Is that fair in thinking that the people to be converted are more likely to come from the Middle East as opposed to being, you know, totally homegrown, you know, even though the educational system arguing, you know, some have argued that the educational system are setting up some of the young millennials to go in that direction. But I still maintain right now it's going to come more from, you know, from the people who are more familiar with the language and that model, as you put it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination. I think the religion plays a role. So the commonality in a lot of this is the Muslim religion. And certainly ISIS has taken and created their own version of it from a fundamentalist perspective and a perverted perspective as it relates to how Muslims traditionally would view their religion. And so that is one of the main underlying pillars of how they'll be able to move people psychologically. And out of that comes the ties back to the Middle East, right? And so there is some connection through the religious history and also some mindsets that are common with the religion that exists there too. And so I think those are the connectors. And I believe that people are more vulnerable through the religious prism. And we've seen that to be the case, right? I mean, that's been sort of a common theme. These programs, these diversity, like the diversity program and some of these other immigration programs that are softer, that were missing the extreme vetting, put us in a vulnerable position because of the fact that I think you've got people that may have already had prior messaging or may be more vulnerable to an interpretation of the Muslim religion that also ties with them feeling disconnected with America and disconnected with the people of America and the culture. And so, I don't think it's one thing, but definitely the through line is the Muslim religion. And I think that, like I said, with that comes some of the geographical connections too.
Is there some of the cultural issues that we face here in the West? You know, some would argue because of the breakdown in morality of the West, that it really adds credence to what ISIS is promoting out there, that maybe we shouldn't, maybe we should take a look at that and maybe do some examination of our own morality, and at least not that we're trying to apprehend an ISIS movement ourselves, but we're saying, okay, what has made us vulnerable? Does ISIS have a point in attacking the moral degradation of the West?
Well, if we're looking at this and saying, how do we prevent these problems from happening in the future, I think the solution in under that set of constraints is to really identify who are the typical types of individuals that are able to be influenced. And you're talking about people that are depressed or people that are having financial challenges, people that have given up on society for a host of reasons. And that could be morality, but it's not morality in of itself. You have to have the compilation. They've got to have almost this perfect storm where low self-esteem meets depression, meets economic challenges, meets lack of connections with others, and then tying in with an ideology or a movement that then can point out the further, lacking of what is needed for them to feel whole again. And thus, morality is could be argued to be one of the vacuums that exists. And ISIS is going to play on any potential perceived vacuum that allows them to position themselves with a higher moral ground.
And some experts have suggested, Eric, I mean, I say morality on one hand, but then some experts have said, look, you offer young men, some tribal identity, association is what you've talked about before, a reason to live, and then, hey, let's throw in women and into the mix. And so that comes into play as well. So, on one hand, they disdain the breakdown in morality, but yet in order to get people and followers, they will become even more immoral themselves by offering women up to these young men.
Well, it's a skewed morality. So they'll point out the elements that don't align with their view of morality, but they tend to ignore the elements that others, and certainly the majority of those on the planet, would say are immoral. And so, it's skewed. Connecting and inspiring young men, we see that being part of a tribe has always been a motivator. I mean, it's part of the marketing for our armed forces, is they're becoming part of something bigger than themselves. And
exactly.
I think that the Marines and Navy, and they do a good job in terms of inspiring people in that regard. And then the women, whether it's now or in the future, that's always going to be a pull for a young male who especially is alone, who may not have much wherewithal with women or may have challenges with women for a lot of hosts, different psychological reasons.
Right. Well, Eric, we appreciate you coming on to talk about this media company that ISIS has risen to, and that possibly what they're demonstrating to us is the greatest world propaganda campaign in history. Eric Schiffer on Bill Martinez Live. Eric, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions.
formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most people